Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. Welcome to episode number 53. I am Carly, your host, and very, very happy and excited that you're back here listening to another one of my episodes. So first of all, happy May to everyone. For me, it's Sunday, May 1st. So happy May, and this is going up tomorrow. Yeah, happy May. Hopefully you've had an awesome start into this beautiful month. And once again, as I always say, it's crazy how fast time goes by. Like, it's literally May. Can someone please explain to me where all this time went? Like, I feel like it's so, so crazy. But at the same time, I'm just grateful because the weather is getting nice. Like, the sun is coming out. The sky is nicely blue. It's actually, like, warmer. And all the trees and stuff look like they're not dead anymore. And I absolutely love that because nature is just amazing. So, yeah. I guess I'm pretty, pretty grateful. And, yeah. This entire week for me has been... Well, it has been... It wasn't that complicated, but I just have to get back into my routine because I'm back at school after spring break, and I just need to get back into, like, going to school, coming back, doing homework, working out, and repeating that, like, just, like, getting back into the routine. That's just what I have to do. And I feel like it's been going pretty well. Plus, what I really want to do more is hang out with friends. I've been really just focusing on school these past 2 months because I was... new at my school, but now that I feel like I kind of know what I'm doing, I guess you could say like that, I do want to hang out with friends more, and I actually did that yesterday, and it felt great. My social life is actually non-existent because I'm more of an introverted person and don't really talk to anyone, but I do want to work on that, so that's, I guess, the goal of this month, and... yeah, that's been my life recently, I would say. Now let's get into the topic of today's episode, which you probably already know what it is because you clicked on this episode for a reason. But yeah, I'm excited because this topic is so, so fun, but at the same time so complicated for me at least. It was always a big one, which I just wasn't able to understand it correctly because... I actually don't know why I wasn't able to understand it, but it has always been something complicated for me. But now that I'm about to finish my CPT and I've learned about this throughout the entire course, I kind of feel like I'm able to explain it. So today I will be talking about volume, intensity, and frequency in the fitness and weightlifting world. Like, what do these three terms mean and how do they affect your workout and how you can use them properly to actually... get the best out of your workouts. So that's kind of what I will be talking about today. Yeah, hopefully I'm able to explain this well enough because I feel like I'm still kind of insecure with what exactly these mean, but I have to learn it because for the test of my CPT, I just need to know them. So what better way to learn them with explaining it to someone, to you guys? So yeah, I'm excited for that. And now before I start, let's real quickly get into the highs and lows of my week. Lows, the first low, which I don't know if it's really a low, but I've been just really loud and distracted in class. Normally, I'm that kind of student who just sits there and listens and is very quiet and sometimes says something. But lately, I've been just, I don't know, like commenting everything, talking in class and... like just doing other things and just distracting myself, which I'm not proud about because I don't know, it's just not me. On one side it's not me, but on the other hand, like, I guess it's good because I'm not that introverted anymore, because my, like, I'm very introverted, like extremely, till the point like it's not really good for me. So I guess that being a bit more extroverted is kind of good. So I don't really know, I guess that's kind of how I'm trying to see it, but I would kind of count that as a low of my week. Another low is... no, that's actually all. Like, I really cannot think about anything else. maybe that I've been letting the weather just really affect my mood. I think like on one day this week it was like raining and I was just not feeling great, which on one side I shouldn't leave like the weather control me, but at the same time, like, I just can't feel happy when it's raining. I love the rain though, and it just smells good, but at the same time, like, when it's raining and it's all cloudy and dark, I just don't feel like myself. So I guess that's another low. Now let's get into the highs. The first high is definitely that I got back into my routine, and I'm proud of that. Another high is that I'm talking to more people, like, I'm just open and accepting everything what others say, and I just try to comment and just be present and actually, like, incorporate myself into the conversation and not just stand there, sit there and say nothing. Like, I'm trying to just be a bit more extroverted. So that is a huge, huge high for me, because normally I would never do that, but this week I've been really trying and it's been working pretty well, I would say. And another high is that, I don't know, I guess that I'm just able to kind of do a lot of things by myself and I don't really need anyone. So I don't really know how to explain this, but I've been just like pretty much doing everything for myself with almost no help from others. So I guess I feel pretty proud about that too. Yeah, those would be the highs and lows. I don't really know. It just feels weird saying this. But okay, before I start the episode, obviously make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok, both are at Carly_fit. I know I've not been active on there whatsoever, but I will in the future. I really will. But yeah, obviously also make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's literally so easy and you would help me out so, so much. So please just do that, especially on Spotify. Like, it's so easy. You just have to like mark those stars and that's it. So please make sure to do that. And lastly, obviously, if you enjoy this episode, make sure to share it with everyone you love. And yeah, now let's get into this wonderful episode. So before I start getting more in depth into intensity, frequency, and volume, I want to real quickly point out something what I feel like is very important to remember. So these three factors are probably, and if not, the most important elements of your workouts. If you want to achieve a goal, you have to switch up something in your intensity, frequency, or volume, especially when we're talking about like muscle growth, maximizing muscle growth. Switching up at least something in intensity, frequency, or volume will help you achieve that goal. And that's also more specifically what I will be talking about today. Like, I will be relating all of these points I will be talking about more to like muscle growth, because that is my personal goal and probably also the one from almost everyone who listens to this. So if your goal is not to maximize muscle growth or whatever, this episode might not be the best one for you, but you can still listen if you want to. So remember that these three factors are the most important ones, or the most important elements of your workouts, and they really decide if you will achieve your goal or not. So let's start off with intensity. When we're talking about intensity in the weightlifting world, in the weightlifting like area, we're talking about the weight lifted. Like literally the weight you lifted, often also in relationship to the max weight you can lift. I know this might sound complicated, but it's really not, so let's break it down. To measure your intensity, you normally use your 1RM, which is your one rep max, which just basically means the weight you can lift for only one repetition, but with good form. Let's, for example, say your 1RM in squats is 100 kilos. That would mean that is 100% intensity, because that's your 1RM, your one rep max. You cannot lift more than 100 kilos with proper form and actually performing a full rep. So that is why 100 kilos is your 1RM in squats, and that would equal 100% intensity. So now let's say you want to work on 80% intensity in your squats. That would mean that you have to squat 80 kilos. Because 100 kilos is 100% intensity, 80 kilos would be 80% intensity. So here you can kind of see the relationship between the weight you lifted, which is, for example, 80 kilos when you want to work on 80% intensity, in relationship to your max weight. Because you only know that those 80 kilos are 80% intensity because you know that your 1RM is 100 kilos, which would equal 100% intensity. I have zero idea if this made any sense. Hopefully it did, but something what you should always remember is that the lower the intensity, the more reps you can do, and vice versa. So if you want to, for example, work on high intensity one day, you will probably just be performing 1, 2, 3, or like even 4 to 5 reps. And obviously that would mean that your intensity is higher because you're performing less reps. And if you want to work on lower intensity, you will probably do like 15 plus reps, depending on how much weight you're using and how much intensity you want to go for. And also, the best, I guess, intensity you can go for when you want to achieve hypertrophy and maximize muscle growth is 60% intensity. You should always go for at least 60% intensity if you want to achieve hypertrophy, which is about 15-ish reps. And at the end of the day, something I would recommend is to not only go for high intensity or low intensity workouts, because at the end of the day, I feel like the best way to maximize muscle growth is always the combination between high intensity exercises and low intensity exercises, meaning that at the beginning of your workout, you could go for your compounds, which you already know what those are, and most of the times you perform those more on the high intensity side because you want to go for more weight and lower reps. So at the beginning of your workout, you have your high intensity exercises, and then after those compounds, you might do some accessory work, which would be more on the lower intensity side. So obviously you can choose from high and low intensity, however you want to do that. But I feel like the best way to maximize muscle growth, which is my goal and maybe yours, is to include both high and low intensity exercises in your workouts. Okay, so the next factor we'll be talking about is frequency. Frequency just basically describes how often each muscle group is trained per week. Important to remember, and also what I mentioned in last week's episode, is that if you hit each muscle group 2 or even 3 times a week, you will be getting better results than if you, for example, just hit each muscle group once. So remember that when planning or structuring your workout split, that hitting each muscle group twice will be better, will maximize muscle growth than just hitting them once. And also something I feel like it's just important to mention is that increase in frequency does not always mean like better results and does not always mean that it's better in general, because let's, for example, say you work out 6 times a week and want to increase frequency, which means that you are working out 7 times a week, which, you know, is not that good for your body because your body needs time to recover. That's something you always have to keep in mind, that recovery time. You can't just work out 7 times a week because you will leave your body without time to recover and rest, which will not help you grow your muscle, because remember that muscle actually does not grow while working out. It grows in that rest period you normally give yourself. And if you're now working out 7 times a week, you're not giving yourself that time your body needs to recover properly, which would mean you're just not going to be able to maximize muscle growth, even though that was your goal by increasing frequency. So that's kind of on one side why it's not the best option to always increase frequency. Plus, often people just start to work out on the same muscle group back to back, which is also not a good option because, once again, you're not giving that muscle enough time to recover. So instead, maybe if you are working out on your chest and triceps on Monday, give yourself at least 48 to 72 hours of recovery time. That means if you're working on chest and triceps on Monday, wait 2 days, wait 3 days, depending on how hard you hit that muscle, to have the next chest and tricep day. So that is definitely a big recommendation I would give to you guys. Now it kind of seems like I am hating on frequency. I am really not, because it does have some positive sides, as for example, that if you increase frequency, it will be a lot better for beginners because they are able to learn the complex exercises a lot faster. For example, compounds. Like if you work out twice a week, you might not be able to really like be able to perform compounds properly, and increasing your frequency maybe to 4 days, that would mean that you're giving your body more like time to actually learn how to perform these, I guess, more complex exercises. So that is definitely a big like high and great, I guess. And also frequency can help to just bring more variation into your workouts, which means if you work out twice a week, you might be doing the same thing because you want to hit all the muscle groups, and you will probably just be doing compound movements. And if you increase frequency, you might actually like split your workouts up into like muscle groups, which means on one push day you do certain exercises, on another push day you do other exercises. Like it just brings more variation into your workouts. Well, I can't talk today. So yeah, frequency definitely has its ups and downs, and sometimes just can be complicated to find out like what exactly or how exactly you want to incorporate frequency into your workout. So if that is your current problem, make sure to listen to last week's episode where I talk more specifically about how exactly to structure your workout. And I mean like your workout split. So that would be frequency. So now let's get into the last factor we'll be talking about, which is volume. Volume is just basically the total amount of activity or work that you perform in a certain amount of time, mostly in a certain workout. So that will mean the volume you perform in a workout. You've probably heard a ton of things about volume, and one of them being that volume is the most important factor when it comes to increasing muscle, like when it comes to maximizing muscle growth. And that is actually true. If you increase volume, you will definitely be able to see results in muscle growth. And if you decrease volume, the same thing, vice versa. So if you want to measure this, what you just have to do for the simple volume, you just have to multiply your sets by your reps. Let's, for example, say you're doing 4 sets of 10 reps. That would mean 4 times 10, which equals 40, and that would be your volume. If you want to be more specific and calculate your workload or your volume load, you would have to do sets by reps by weight. Once again, an example, you're doing 4 sets, 10 reps, 100 kilo in weight. That will mean 4 times 10 times 100, which I think, because 4 times 10 is 40 times 100, would be 4,000. So that will be your volume load or your workout load. I mean, your workload. What you have to always keep in mind is that when calculating this, you have to make sure to separate your smaller muscle groups from your big muscle groups. So the big muscle groups are, for example, legs, chest, back, and your glutes. Those four would count as big muscle groups. And to the smaller muscle groups, we have, for example, your calves, biceps, triceps, shoulders, abs, etc. Those would be more on the smaller, like, those are more the small muscle groups. So now, if we're talking more specifically about muscle growth and maximizing muscle growth, as a beginner, you should go for 40 to 50 reps per workout for your big muscle groups, and 20 to 30 reps per workout for your small muscle groups. Meaning that if you're, for example, doing hip thrust as a beginner, which would be for the big muscle groups, your glutes, and you're doing 4 sets with 10 reps, you're literally between that rep range, 40 to 50 reps per workout for the big muscle groups. So that is kind of how you can see that. If you're more intermediate, you should go for 50 to 60 reps per workout for big muscle groups and 30 to 40 reps per workout for small muscle groups. And lastly, if you are a lot more advanced, you could go for 70 plus reps per workout for your big muscle groups and 40 to 50 reps per workout for your smaller muscle groups. At the end of the day, your volume should be around 140 to 210 per muscle group, obviously depending if you are a beginner, intermediate, or a lot more advanced. So that would kind of be the rundown on volume. So you guys, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the entire episode and making it till the end. I appreciate you a lot. And hopefully I was able to help you with this information. Hopefully I was able to explain it well enough, because I feel like, I don't know. I don't really know if I did the best with the explanation of volume, intensity, or frequency. Hopefully I did, and hopefully you were able to understand it. I'm not sure if I, as I said, explained it well enough, because first of all, like, I'm doing my CPT in German, so I had to kind of translate everything into English. So that was the first kind of difficult part about this. But then just explaining it in English was also kind of complicated. I was definitely able to understand what those three factors are. Hopefully you were too, because this episode was supposed to help you too. So yeah, I hope I was able to help you with this. Make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And also, please make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You know that it is literally so easy and you would help me out a lot. And yeah, that is it for this week's episode. As I said in the beginning, hopefully you've had an awesome start into May. Please have a good start into this week, into this day, or whenever you're listening to this. And make sure to make the best out of this week, this day, and this month, because you deserve it all. And yeah, love you all so much. And once again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I see you back on here in next week's episode. Bye.